Today's daf is Tmurah Daf Tet. We're going to start right at the top at the Mishnah. Mimirim min atzon al habakar u min habakar al atzon. Okay, we've talked about different things that can be done with the same types or different types. So it happens to be that Tmurah can be done again. Every time we say this, we have to say it can't be done, but if it's done, it's effective. If you take tzon to bakar, bakar to tzon, kvasim to izim, izim to kvasim, scharim al nekevot, min ha-scharim al nekevot, min ha-nekevot al ha-scharim, okay, male, female, all this, you take a male instead of a female, keves instead of an ez, all those things, it's effective.
We have an entire masachet about something that you shouldn't ever do to begin with. I mean, it's mind-boggling how much this must have happened if they had to devote this much effort to it. And it doesn't work anyway. It's only effective in spreading the kedusha. It's not effective in replacing anyway. It's completely
right.
Doesn't ever do what you want it to.
Right. It is a very good question why there's an entire masachet about it. I think it's probably something that fascinated them more so than that it happened all the time, but that it was fascinating in terms of. It deals with a whole bunch of different issues. It deals with Kedusha issues, how Kedusha works, right? It deals with, we'll talk about ownership issues today, and it maybe because it spans a bunch of different topics it's a good question. Maybe when we get to our Siyum, we'll talk
about
it.
It's not a difficult concept. You can't do this. I mean, Shabbat is harder than you can't replace one.
Well, it's also something very unique in that you can't do it, and yet when you do it, it's effective, which is also a bit of a unique. It happens in certain cases, but it's also conceptually an interesting concept, and all the more so that all the Mishnayot are describing it as. They keep saying it in the positive, mimirim, 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 as if, you know.
But it's not effective. It's essentially not effective. You can't do the substitution.
Right.
It's fundamentally not effective. It does is spread the Kedusha.
Right, it just spreads it. Right. It teaches you a lot about Kedusha and how Kedusha works,
right.
And you can't treat it lightly. And maybe that's also one of the reasons. Anyway, it's a good question to keep in our minds. Okay, minat mimim al bale mumim, umim bale mumim alat mimim. You can take a perfectly good animal and replace it with a blemished animal. You could take a blemished animal and replace it with a good animal. Now we'll have to talk about what kind of blemished animal. Didn't we say if you take a blemished animal and you designate it as a sacrifice, it's actually not kadosh kedushat haguf. In order for tmur to be effective, the item has to be sanctified kedushat haguf. So we'll have to get back to what exactly this case of a balmum that you're replacing with a tmimim. Shenemar. How do we know? Now here they're bringing up pasuk for just the last halacha. How do we know that this can be? Because it says, "Lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir oto tov b'ra o ra b'tov." Ve'ezehu tov b'ra. Now, already they're going to get to our question, which is, what would tov b'ra be? Ba'alei mumim shekidam hekdeshan et mumam. In other words, they darshan the words tov b'ra as saying something that was tov that became ra, meaning the balmum that we're referring to that you could do tmura on with another animal, or the reverse, you could take in place of a tmima animal and it would be effective, would only be the case of a balmum that you were makdish and then it got a mum. In other words, it was perfectly fine when you were makdish it because then it has kedushat haguf, then it got a mum and then you replaced it. Now there you might, right? Here it's a chidush, even though one might think, oh, you replaced it, that's a good thing. No, but you still, replacing it means you've taken the Kedusha off that animal, and you don't. You can't do that. So, in all these cases, we're talking about a balmum, that first you were makdish, then it got a mum. Okay, minani mile, where do we derive all these halachot from the Mishnah from? So we're going to quote a braita that derives them. You can use the sheet also. It charts everything out. Ditanu rabbanan, behema bebehema. So the pasuk says, okay, the pasuk, I'm sure you're very familiar with the beginning, Leichu fenu v'lo yamir oto tov b'ra rabatov. V'im hamer yamir behema bebehema. You probably never really paid so much attention to those words, but now we're going to darshan them. If you actually do a behema, bebehema, v'hayahu t'morato yekodesh. So then it's effective. So I think those two words, behema bebehema, you probably kind of glossed over, but now we're going to darshan them. Mikan shemimirim min atzon al habakar, min habakar al atzon, min hakvazim al izim, min hazim al hakvasim, min hazcharim al hanekevod, min hanekevod al hazcharim. Umim ba'alei mumim al tzmimim, umim atzmimim al ba'alei mumim. Because it just says animal for animal, that means any type of animal for any type of animal. They don't need to be the same type. Now they're going to say...
It just doesn't seem right.
What doesn't seem right?
To be able to switch anything for
anything. No, you're not allowed to. The question is, if you do it, is it effective? Okay, it's a chumrah, it's a big chumrah, because you might have said, oh, well, tomorrow is only if you substitute the same type of animal for the same type of animal. And this is extending the prohibition that if you were to do it, right, it's forbidden, number one, and it's effective, and there's kedusha now on both animals. The penalty is the thing that's the very broad. Okay, so now the Gemara says, the Braita says, Yachol afilu kidam mum lehek deshan. Okay, exactly what we talked about before. You might have thought, let's say you took a baal mum that was already blemished, you sanctified it, and then you did it tomorrow on it. Maybe that would be effective. Talmud lamar, lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir oto tov b'ra o ra b'tov, ve'ezehu tov b'ra. What is called good that is bad, right? They're darshaning it, they're taking it out of its context. Tov b'ra, ba'alei mumim shekidam hekdeshan et mumam. Okay, the words tov b'ra come to include the ba'alei mumim shekidam hekdeshan et mumam. Gemara asks, "My Talmud, how do we darshan it for tov bera?" First of all, in order to darshan, you have to say, "Doesn't the pasuk mean pshat tov bera rabba tov? You can't take a bad one, make it good, and a good one, make it bad. And you can't, or replace a good one with a bad one, replace a bad one with a good one. How do we darshan it from tov bera?" So we're going to have two approaches: Abaye and Rava. Amar Abaye, Neimakra. The pasuk could have said, "Lo yachlifenu velo yamiroto tov bera o rabbo." Once we mention tov, then you really only need to mention it once. You could say good and with bad, or bad with it, meaning with the one we were referring to before, which was good. B'tov achrina lamali, why do we have this extra tov? Shmamina, what does it teach you? It's a ra that's tov me'ikaro. Okay, that it's now ra, but it was good when we first sanctified it. That's Abaye. Let me read a little more. Tov mi'ikaro setmua, ra mi'ikaro eno setmua, right? But if you had a baal mum that you sanctified to be a korban, and then you tried to do a tmura on it, that wouldn't be effective because the baal mum itself doesn't even have kedushat aguf, so it won't be effective. Rava Amar, he doesn't really disagree so much with Abaye, but he disagrees with what he said the pasuk could have said. He thinks that both tovs are unnecessary, and he's going to darshan each one for something else. Rav Amar Travayu Tov Yituri Miyatre. Both are unnecessary. In Cain, what could the pasuk have written? Nichtov Kra, the pasuk could have said, Lo Yachlifenu V'lo Yamiroto Bira. You can't transfer your korban to something worse. Okay? O Rabo. Or you can't take something worse and make it something better. Okay? So in other words, really, Tov would have gone without saying. Right, the first isur is don't take something good and replace it with something bad. The second part is saying even if you replace it with something better, it's also a problem. So theoretically, you don't even need the word tov in the beginning. You could have understood that that was the meaning of the pasuk even without it. So travayu tov. So therefore, lamali lechtav travayu tov. So why do we have tov written twice? Each one we can darsh. Chad tov afilu b'tov nami kimeimir lake. Okay, it actually should say afilu tov bitov nami kimei merla. Okay, even if you took, now what does the pasuk say? Tov bira or ra bitov. And if it didn't say tov at all, it would have been right. You can't switch it for something worse or for something better, right? Which would mean right something bad for something better. But now they're saying maybe you would have thought so. You get malkot if you switch one for the other. But you don't necessarily get malkot if you take a good one and you replace it with one that is at the same level, right? Both those were different levels, okay? Taking a bad one and putting a better one in its place, or taking a good one and putting a bad one in its place. So therefore, comes Rav and he says, the first drasha is to teach you, even tov b'tov you're going to get malkot for. The idach tov, the other tov, is for exactly the same halacha, and this he agrees with Abaye. Mikaro setmura, I'm sorry, tov mikaro setmura, Rami ikaro eno setmura, right? If it's bad to begin with, it doesn't make tmura because, again, bad to begin with means it's blemished. Blemish means when you sanctify it for the mizbeach, it really only goes to bedek habayit. It's not kedushat aguf. It only has value. Its value is sanctified, but not the object. If it doesn't have kedushat aguf, tmura isn't effective. Now we're going to go back, though, to Rava and Abaye. Rava said we have to darshan, tov b'tov gets malkot from the tov. What about Abaye? Where does he get that if you switch a tov b'tov, you're going to get malkot? So Abaye amar, kavachomer hu. Oh, it's basic kavachomer. Think about it. Umat tov bira. If you take a bad one and you replace it with a good one, you're going to get lashes for it. You're making it better and you get malko, right? You first designated a bad animal. You took in its place a good animal. And the pasuk says, you get malko. So, tov betov, dekiadade ninu lo kol shaken delake, right? So if you're going to now take a good one and replace it with a good one, where it's at the same level, rather than worse, right? Rather than better, right? How am I saying it? Tov bira, right. There you made it better and you still get lashes. And here you kept it at the same level. Of course you're going to get lashes. So Abaye says it's an obvious kal v'chomer and therefore you don't need it. Okay? The Rava, why does Rava say you need a drasha for it? Because very simply, ein onshin min hadin. When you make a kal v'chomer, you can darshan kal v'chomers anytime you want. But you can't get punish someone based on a kal v'chomer drasha. So he says, it's very nice, Abaye, you say kal v'chomer, so kal v'chomer would say maybe it's effective, but you wouldn't necessarily learn that you get lashes for it, because ein onshin min hadin. So what's Abaye going to say to that? So here's an interesting theory. Abaye amar lacha, hai lav dinahu. It's not even a kal v'chomer, it's just obvious. Okay, there's something that you can learn out from a kal v'chomer inference, which is, you know, logical, and then there's something that's so obviously logical that it doesn't even need a kal v'chomer. Mi gara tov meira. In other words, if you say that if I take a bad one and I replace it with a good one, and I take a good one and I replace it with a good one, that's basically, one is included in the other. Okay, so it's obvious and it's not even a kal v'chomer, so therefore you wouldn't even need a separate pasuk to teach, a separate drasha to teach, because we get punished for it. And therefore, Abaye doesn't think so. So there's an interesting debate about whether this is a kal v'chomer, in which case you need a drasha to learn it out, because ein onshin min hadin. Or according to Abaye, it's not even a kal v'chomer. Tanu Rabbanan, another braita about this. Lo yachlifenu b'shel acherim, lo yamir oto b'shel atzmo. Why does it say, we talked about this in the past, there's a double wording here, double lo tase, right? Some people say you get double malko for it, not everybody agrees with that. But why did they say two different lashonot according to this braita? Lo yachlifena, lachlif is to exchange. That's usually two different people. So lo yachlifena means I can't switch. Okay, we're going to see exactly who can't switch what with what. But two people can't switch. I can't do tmura with my animal on your animal. Velo yamir oto b'shel atzmo. And that means on your own animal. Velichto of lo yachlifenu, velo bai lo yamir oto. But once you can't switch someone else's animal, obviously you can't replace your own animal. So why didn't it just say lo yachlifenu? I katav hachi, if we just had lo yachlifenu, what might you have thought? What does lachlif sound like? You exchange it entirely. So you might have thought, teitzei zo v'titanech zo hu ditilke. Aval memir ditravayu kamachdish lehu ema lo lake. Kamashmalan. What does that mean? You might have thought that if I say, I'm putting this animal in place of this animal, and I'm replacing it entirely, and this one's not going to have kedusha anymore, then I would get malko. But let's say I just said, I want to take the kedusha from this animal and pass it on to that animal without removing the kedusha from the first. Maybe it's not asur to do that. That's a hamara, okay? One could argue whether that's really hamara, but they say, in addition to achlafa, there must be something called hamara. That means transferring it while keeping the kedusha, and you might have thought you wouldn't get malko for that. Comes to teach you, no, both are usur. It's usur to try to transfer the kedusha entirely onto one, and it's also usur to try to say, I'm just transferring it without getting rid of it in the first place. I just want to kind of move like a candle, right? You want to take the candle and relight something without burning that out. That's also, you're going to get malko for it. And that's why it says both. But now we have to go back to the braita. The braita said, lo yachlifenu b'shel acherim. So the Gemara wants to know, hai b'shel acherim heyachidami. What's the case of b'shel acherim? Inema behema dehekdesh didei b'chulin da'alma. If it's my behema of hekdesh, and I take someone else's chulin, and I say, your animal, okay, Judy, your animal is going to be hekdesh for my animal. Okay? First of all, that obviously is not effective. Why? Mi matzei makdesh? Can I be makdesh your animal, Judy, and say, Judy, your animal is going to be tmura for my animal? Of course I can't do that. Why? We learned. Ish ki akdesh beito kodesh la'shem, Amar Rachmana. The pasuk says, a person who sanctifies his house, kodesh la'ashem, and he makes it kodesh, as we talked about in the sanctification of houses, Ma beito birshuto, af ko birshuto. Just like a house is in your own possession, therefore the only thing you can be makdish are items in your possession. Your animal, Judy's animal, is not mine. I certainly can't say that and say it's more for my animal. So let's try the other option. Behema de hektesh da'alma, Judy's animal is hektesh, bechulin dide, and it's my chulin. I say, I'm going to replace your animal, Judy, with my animal. Well, what's the problem? Mi matpis b'davar she'eno shelo? Can I transfer kedusha off of something that doesn't belong to me? That's matpis. Matpis, right, is where I take yours and I say, mine is like yours. Can I take the kedusha off of your animal and put it onto mine? Can't do that. So now we're stuck. What does it mean then, b'shel acherim? So we're going to say it is, in fact, the last case we just said. Lo olam b'beima dehektesh ta'alma v'chulin didei. Ukigon da amar mare de behema de hektesh, and it's only in a case where Judy, the owner of the hektesh animal, said, "Call harotzela hamir bebeim toya bovi amir." Okay, this would be strange, Judy, but imagine you get up and you say, "Anyone who wants to do tmura on my animal can." Okay, if you thought this was strange already, the people doing tmura, and we have all these discussions about tmura and how often is this really happening, this is even weirder that you can't even do substitution, but would have to be if I substituted my animal for Judy's in a case where Judy had said already, if anybody wants to, they can substitute in place of my animal.
And that would be easier than you just saying, when I teach my animal.
Right, it's not easier, it's just saying the word, Fanny was coming to include that case.
Why would anyone do that?
It's quite odd. Right. It is a little bit strange, especially the whole idea of tmura. We assume someone was trying to save themselves money somehow. And here you're doing it for someone else.
So why aren't they implying that it's sort of like the example that you gave, like a candle? Transference with that taking away from the original.
Right.
Somebody wants to get...
Right. So the truth is it could be that's the case, and that's still usher. You're not allowed to do that. Okay? Right. Why you're not allowed to do that... Right, I think they just say tmura is not allowed in any way. Maybe they were worried people would then do it the other way, and they basically wanted to say it's forbidden at all.
Reminds me of if somebody touches a kadosh person, they go, "Oh, can I touch you also?" Extend it to extending it.
People are
kissing the sefer Torah. Little kid kisses the sefer Torah and then gives his hand to his father to kiss. Exactly.
Can you transfer it like that? Interesting. Okay. So the issue here is, again, the main problem is it seems like you're not really trying to do that, but what you're trying to do is to remove the kedusha from Judy's animal, and that's your problem that you're trying to do. Although we did say that it's going to be even tamura, that's what we said, even lahamir, even won't just transfer. Okay, new Mishnah. Mimirim echad b'shnayim u'shnayim be'echad, echad b'mea u'mea be'echad. You can do one in place of two animals. Let's say you have two sanctified animals. You say, I'm taking this one in place of that. Again, you can't do this, but it's effective. And you can do shnayim be'echad. Some people say, why do they have to bring echad b'mea, mea be'echad? The assumption is, maybe you would have thought, if somebody says 100, they're clearly exaggerating, they didn't really mean it. Still, we take it as, you said it, you meant it, and we're going to punish you for it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Eim Mirim Ela Echad Be'Echad. He says, no way. You can't do two for one for two, En Kaseh Davar, one for one. That's just the way it works. Okay? How does he get this? Shenemar, Vahayahu Utmurato Yiyeh Kodesh. Notice the pasuk puts together he and its substitution, right? So, what do we mean by that? Mahu Miyuchad. Just like this animal, who is singular, Tmurato is also going to be like who, meaning one for one. Okay, there's a debate whether you could do, let's say you said two for two. Would Rabbi Shimon agree that that's fine because you're lining up one to one? Or does he mean any act of tmura has to be done in a singular form? Okay, and you can't be talking about two animals for two animals. It's a debate about that. Okay, the Gemara starts off with a Menahane Mile. Where do we get this from? Now, what's interesting is, if you noticed in our mission, it didn't give a reason for Tana Kama, but it did give a drasha for Rabbi Shimon. The drasha being who, right? Who utmurato, just like who is singular, also tmurato is singular, okay? But the Braita is going to bring actually a different proof for him, and then we're going to obviously ask, what do you mean? Why did Rabbi Shimon bring that proof when he already in our Mishnah brought a different proof? So the Braita starts off and says, Ditanu Rabbanan, behema ve behema, again we're going to darshan those words in the pasuk, מכאן שממירים אחד בשתיים בשתיים באחד. Behema means animals in general, plural, it could be animals, okay? And therefore, there you see, you could do one for two, two for one. Behema be behema means, you know, lots of animals for lots of animals for one, one for lots. Okay. Mecha be'meh u'meh be'echad. Rabbi Shimon omer, emi mirim ele echa be'echad, sh'ne'emar be'ema be'ema, ve'lo be'ema be'emot, ve'lo be'emot be'ema. What do you mean? Who's to say be'ema is plural? Behema, if you want to say it in plural, it says behemot, and this says it in singular. Behema bebehema. It doesn't say behemot bebehema, behema bebehemo. Therefore, singular. Which again, now you see, first he learned it from hu tmorato. Now he's learning it from behema velo behemot. Okay, so that's going to be our problem. So, but before we even get to there, we're going to finish the braita first. Amar lo, matzinu behemot shekruya behema. What do you mean? Sometimes the word behemot, instead of the word behemot, they use the word behema and they mean it in plural. What's our proof text? Tanakama says, Shneamar ubehema rabba. What's this pasuk in Yonah? Yonah says, right, the end of Sefer Yonah, Vani lo achus al nimbe ha'ir agdola asher yeshba. Right, this is, I'm sorry, Hashem says to Yonah, right, and you have rachamim on this kikayon. You were, you know, worried about this thing that died, that plant, and I'm not going to achus al nimbe ha'ir agdola asher yeshba. Harbe mishtemesre vibo adam asher lo yadam ben yimino l'smolo ubehema rabba. City full of lots of people and lots of animals. And notice it doesn't say behemot rabot. It says behema rabba. So there's Chachamim's proof. For Rabbi Shimon, what does he say? Behema rabba ikre. Behema stam lo ikre. When behema comes by itself, it doesn't mean plural. When you say behema rabba, that's equivalent to saying behemot. But behema stam, without any sort of adjective, would be, right, any adjective that would indicate quantity would mean singular. Okay? And that's their proof. So now they say, wait, here comes our question finally. V'tama, right, because we finished the braita. So here comes our question. V'tama de Rabbi Shimon mishum behemai hu, v'ha be'atama de Rabbi Shimon mishum hu, mahu miyuchad af t'mura miyuchedet. Right? This was his proof, not the behema. So how do they explain? Meikara amar lahem Rabbi Shimon min b'hayahu t'murato. First, that was his proof. V'chichaza de darshe rabbana mi behema be'behema. But once he heard their proof, Amar lahem, tamnami didi. Even from your proof, I could turn it into a proof for me. Because behema is really singular and not plural. So basically it means, right, they first, Rabbi Shimon said, hu tmorato. Then once Chachamim came, they were basically going against Chachamim and saying, no, your proof is not a good proof. We could prove our shita from your proof. Amar Rish Lakish. Comes Rish Lakish now and he talks about Rabbi Shimon. He says, even though Rabbi Shimon says one for one and not one for two and one for three and two for one, etc., Modeh Rabbi Shimon, though, he would agree, Shemimirin vechozrim umimirin. When he said two for one or one for two, he meant at the same moment. You say, I'm giving these two animals in place of this animal. But let's say you said, I'm giving this animal in place of this animal. And then you did it again. You took, right, you took your first animal and you said, okay, I'm replacing it with this animal, right? Okay, that's the first thing. Then you go back to your original animal and you say, oh, and I'm replacing it with another animal. Now that would be effective. Because to say two for one, that doesn't work, because hayahu tmura to kodesh. Each tmura has to be one for one. But if I did a tmura and then I later do a tmura, that's going to be effective. Why? My taima. This animal, the original animal, is still hekdesh. It's just because I did a tmura on it doesn't make it any weaker. It doesn't mean it doesn't have kedusha anymore. It still has kedusha. In which case, so I did a tmura, but what's the difference? I could do another tmura. I could do a third. Again, I'm not allowed to, but if I did, it would be effective because the original kedusha is still on this animal. At this point, what I did then is irrelevant to now.
What, like the last Mishnah? You say anybody who wants to do tmura on my animal, so then you can have many people who've done tmura
right,
on their animals.
Right.
It's the same thing.
Exactly. Different people could do tmura on it. Yafet. So now, that's Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan amar kashem she'em imirim shnayim be'echad. Again, according to Rabbi Shimon, since he holds you can't do two for one, ken em imirim chuzrinu mimirim. Once you did tmura once, can't happen again. You have to wonder whether he thinks that somehow the Kedusha is weakened, even though we say, right, we kind of compared it to a candle, but maybe it's not exactly like a candle. Maybe it is somewhat weakened, and you've somewhat taken something out of it, and maybe there's no way to do Tzemura multiple times, okay? Whether it's that there's a weakness in the animal, or whether the act of Tzemura only means, according to Rabbi Shimon, one time, and that's it, and not more than that, okay? So this we're going to deal with for the rest of today, Rabbi Yochanan Shita, okay? In one more minute, this will be the only thing we're dealing with. Tanya Kavatei Rabbi Yochanan, Tanya Kavatei Rish Lakish. Now we're going to bring a right to support each. So bring a right to support Rish Lakish. That'll be not about Rabbi Yochanan, but after that, we'll be all on Rabbi Yochanan. So Tanya Kavatei Rabbi Yochanan, here it says explicitly, Kashem She'emim Mirim Echab Shnayim, Kach Emim Mirim Uchazrim Mimirim. Okay, just like you can't do two for one, you can't do two for one, right, over time, meaning Bezeh Acharzeh. Right, this is the classic. If you do something bebat achat and you do something bizarre chazeh, we've seen many cases where, right, if 10 people kill someone all at the same moment, or 10 people one after the other, you know, hits him, and then the last person is the one who deals the death blow, you know, or there's all different cases where we've learned bizarre chazeh and bebat achat. So Tanya Kavatei de Rish Lakish, here's his, the brightest to support him. You might have thought, just like he says, you can't be memir two for one, you also can't be memir v'chozer memir. Talmud lamar, v'hayahu t'morato. Now, in this case, we're not going to darshan the who, we're going to darshan the v'haya. V'haya means, we always say, v'havayato. It always stays the same, right? So, afilu b'mea. And therefore, it could be even 100, because the original kedusha is still on that animal. By Rabbi Avin. Now, we're going to get a little complicated. Rabbi Avin's going to ask a question, okay? We're going to see. There's going to be, okay, here's the chart. It'll do, definitely be very helpful, the chart on the back. There's going to be a question. Abaye's going to have a problem with this question, and then we're going to have an answer to Abaye's question. But this whole sugya is going to appear in two different versions that are somewhat different from each other. Okay, the main difference I'll just kind of tell you is that, according to the first version, Rabbi Avin's dealing with three animals in his question, and according to the second version, there's really only two. So, what's going on here? Let's see. By Rabbi Avin. L'divrei ha'omer, and this is why we're only talking about Rabbi Yochanan now. According to the one who says, who's Rabbi Yochanan, ein mimirin b'chozrim u'mimirin, that one can't do tomorrow more than once to a particular animal. He's going to ask, this is your classic Gemara question, okay? What about the following case? And the case is going to be quite complicated. Hifrish asham lihit kaperbo. You designated an animal for a korban asham to get kapara. Vehe mirbo. Okay, then you did tmura. So you start with animal A. You do tmura on animal A. You have animal A, you have animal B. Okay? You do tmura. I'm sorry, forget about animal B. You did tmura on animal A. We're going to ignore that animal at this point. Okay? Just remember that tmura was done once from animal A. Okay? There's really four animals, but we're ignoring that animal because he's not part of our equation. You did a tmura. Fine, it's done. Now what did you do? Humam. This first animal got a mum. Now, when it gets a mum, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to replace it with a different animal. In this case, not a tmura replacement, right? You're supposed to replace it because the animal got a mum. What do? You poded the animal, and with that money, you buy a new animal. That new animal, its sanctity came from the first animal, right? So now, the first animal, you already did tmura to. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if you did tmura again, it wouldn't be effective. So now, this isn't yet going to be the question, but we'll see, it's kind of a question within a question. Theoretically, could one do tmura from animal two or not? And again, could one, for sure you can't do it. Would it be effective? Because the kedusha of animal B came from the kedusha of animal A, and the kedusha of animal A already did a tmura. Okay? So, but that's not exactly what happened here, because that animal, okay, now, they don't tell you the whole thing, okay? So, chililo alacher, okay, so now, it was humam v'chililo alacher, that's what we did so far. You put it on animal two. But now, they don't tell you this, but animal two got lost. And if you remember what happens when an animal gets lost, it's a korban asham, and the animal gets lost, it's called an asham shenit kapru ba'aleha, okay, meaning, okay, well, I jumped the gun, I went too far. You took animal two, it got lost. Now, when it gets lost, you take a different animal in its place because you lost the animal. So you take animal three and you sacrifice animal three. All of a sudden you find animal two, Okay? What do you do with it? Do you remember? You have to leave it till it gets a mum, right? And then if it's a chatat, it has to die. If it's an asham, you can redeem it.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
So is it animal two, which is the replacement of it the first animal, but
yes.
Not the tamura of the first animal?
Right. It wasn't the tamura. The tamura I told you is out of the picture. It's just, it was the one that replaced, it basically had the sanctity of animal one, which had already been, a tamura had been done to it. And now what happens? What's the importance of this? The fact that, I forgot to say the important thing. It didn't get a mum animal two. Animal two is good, okay, but you can't use it for an asham because you used the asham already. And you used animal three for your asham. Remember, animal two got lost. In the meantime, you sacrificed animal three. But now animal two was designated for a sacrifice. I forgot. If it gets a mum, that's something else. But what are you supposed to do with it? You're supposed to sacrifice it as an olah. Remember, leketa mizbeach, all those extra animals that are supposed to be sacrificed? Right. They go for olah nedava. So let's read it inside. V'nitchaper ba'asham achir. That means you used animal three in its stead. V'nitach le'olah. Now what happened? Animal two is no longer an asham, it's an ola. So on the one hand, its sanctity came from animal A, which had already done a tamura, but it's no longer called an asham, it's got a new name to it, it's now called an ola. So maybe it's something new now, and then maybe maushe yamirbo, maybe you could do tamura. You follow the question now? Because there's two things going, right? Animal B came from animal A. So theoretically, you might have thought, yes, it's a different animal, but it's an animal whose holiness came from an animal that already tamura had been done to it. So maybe tamura wouldn't be effective if you did it. But maybe once it changes its name and it's now an ola, and for that we had to bring animal three to create the situation where animal two became a korban ola and no longer an asham, maybe that's like a new name and a new thing, and therefore maybe tamura would be effective.
But why should it matter? Because there's no difference in different carbon.
Well, it's something new. It's something different. Like we had in Nezikin. It's Shinoi Maase or Shinoi Shem. Even Shinoi Shem is something different. So that's really his question. Now it's a different animal. So we're going to see the question more in depth because Abaye is going to ask, what do you really ask him? So Amar Abaye, my Kamibayle. What's really your question? What's bothering you about this? Because you're kind of mixing a bunch of different issues. And what he's going to basically say is, if your question is this, then you could have brought a simpler case. If your question is that, you could have brought a simpler case. Ish negufim ukudusha achat, if your question is two different animals, but the same korban, then tibayle below mitchaper. You could have brought it without the part of animal three coming in place of animal two. You could have just said, you had animal A, you did a tamura. Then you came, replaced animal A with animal B. Animal B then, and then you want to do... Then you want to do, right, because animal A got a mum. You replace it with animal B. Animal B now, you now have two animals, but one, it's all started from the same source of Kedusha, so maybe you couldn't do tamura. Is that your question? Right? Then you should have said it below mitchaper. And if your question is, ish de kedushot veguf echad, if you want to say one animal, but two different korbanot that the animal was called, well then you could have also brought a simpler case. Tibai le below humam. You could have had the case where it was just animal A and animal B. Animal A has Kedusha, right? You did a tamura to it. Then animal A got lost. Then you replaced it with animal B. Animal B was brought in sacrifice. Then animal A was found. Animal A is supposed to be brought as korban ola. Now you have one animal with two different names of korbanot on it. So he's saying you could have had a much better way and a much simpler way of asking the question. Is your question two kedushot and guf echad, or two gufim and kedusha achat? And either which way, you would have only had to bring a case of two animals. You didn't have to get so complicated. So what do they answer? Rabbi Aven, chada migo chada kamibayle. He asked one question, and then from that was an outgrowth to a second question. Okay, here it went. Ve'im timtze lomar, shnei gufim kedusha achat lo, Mishum de bahi kedusha ha itmar bachadazimna, shnegufim ushte kedushot mal. His question was like this. The first question is shnegufim kedusha achat, right? Two animals, animal A and animal B, but they both have the same name. They're both korban asham, animal B came from animal A. Animal A, you already did tamura. Could you do tamura or not? Right? Would tamura be effective? Not again, could you, but would it be effective? So if you want to say, let's just read again. Intim tzalamar shnei gufim kedusha achat lo, it's not effective. Mishum debayik kedusha ha'it baracha dezimna, because that's it came from the same source of kedusha. Then, what about, now, last time, what did we say? It's either shtei kedushot in guf achat or shnei gufim in kedusha achat. He says, no, I want to jump to a more severe case than you said, Abai. What about shnei gufim ushtei kedushot? In the case that we brought with the three animals, you have both two different animals, A and B, and two different kedushot, because A was an asham and B was an ola. So that was my question. Okay, so he said, first I had the original question, then from that was an outgrowth to the second question. And the answer, obviously, is teku. We don't know the answer. Okay, now we're going to have a different version of this question. Lishna achrina. By Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Yochanan. By Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Avin asked, the Rabbi Yochanan, da'amar, ein mimirim b'chozrim b'mimirim. He's going to ask now two simple questions, which is really the conclusion of the previous version. Okay? Hifrish asham lit kaperbo. Vihimirbo. Again, you took A for kapara, for an asham. Then you did a tamura. Then humam, got a mum, chililo alacher. Now you turned animal B into, you replaced it with animal B. Mao sheikh zor v'yamir. Could you do tamura on animal B? That's a case of shnei gufim, two different animals, but kedusha achat, one kedusha. Nitkaper ba'asham acher v'nitak ze la'ola, mao sheikh zor v'yamir. Now, the second question is, what if that animal, the first animal, became an ola instead, could you be yachzor v'yamir? Could you then do tmura? So Amar Abaye, so Abaye says to him, you ask these two questions, but hey, kamibayle, really, what's your question? Kedusha acheret ba'oto aguf, if your question is kedusha acheret, but the same animal, loni by humam, you wouldn't need the case of ikadamum, right? You could have just said, it's kedusha acheret ba'oto aguf, right? One is an ola, one is an asham. That would be the first one got lost, right? And you wouldn't need a case where the first one got a mum and you replaced it with the second one. B'chililo ba'acher. I guf echa acher ba'ota kedusha, it should be guf acher. If it's guf acher with a different animal, with the same kedusha, there's a problem with the nuscha'ot here, okay? Because it keeps saying echa when it really means acher. It's a big difference. Guf echa means one guf, and guf acher means there's two different, okay? If it's a different animal, ba'ota kedusha, with the same kedusha, lo nibai nitchaper ba'asham acher. Then you wouldn't need the case. You're talking about two different animals with the same kedusha. You wouldn't need the case of where you lost it and found the other one, because that ends up you're talking about the same animal. And here we're talking about two different animals. You would just need it got a mum and you replaced it with a different animal. Where now you have two different animals, but they have the same korban. So he says, what's really your question? So the answer is, Rabbi Avin chada migo chada kamibayle. He said, no, I'm really asking, it's the same type of answer, but it's going to be different because, again, the first case, we have three animals in the picture, and here we only have two animals. It's just two different questions about the same two animals. Different situation, two different situations with the same two animals. He's saying, migo chada, right, migo chada migo chada kamibayle. I have one question, and from that came my other question. The question of Abai is a little stranger in that case because what he's really, right, Rav Avin asked two questions and he says, why are you asking two? What's your real issue? Isn't it just one of them is your issue? And he basically says, no, both are my issues. Okay? So here's my question. Humam bechililo al acher. If it gets a mum and you replaced it with another, mao sheyachzor v'yamir, could you? Mi amrinam ba'asham rishon hu de'en chozer mimir. Maybe you just said that animal, you can't be chozer mimir, but beguf acher, but as soon as you replace it with a different animal, even though it has the same, came from the same source of sanctity, but it's a new animal, maybe chozer umemir, o dilma, this is all just repetition, or maybe kol ba'otav kedusha ein chozer umemir. Since B's kedusha came from A, maybe you wouldn't be able to do a tamura. Ve'imtim tzalomer hadin guf echad, and if you want to say, we treat this all as one guf, that we could say, right, kevan de ba'otav kedusha kaim, because B came from A, then B, you can't do tamura anymore, but maybe that would only be when they're considered the same sanctity of animal, meaning one's an asham and the other's an asham. But, en chozer umemir, But nitkaper ba'asham acher v'nitag zeh rishon la'olah. But if it switched names and it became a different korban, ma'u sheikh zur v'yamir bo. Could you maybe also do, would the tumor be effective? Mi amrina, do we say in the, from the first case, ki ein mimir chozer o mimir, hani mili oto aguf bo ta kedusha? That's when it's same animal, same kedusha. Or even different animal, but same kedusha from that same animal. Aval oto aguf b'kedusha acheret chozer o mimir, but the same animal, but yet it has a different sanctity, maybe then you would be chozer o mimir. O dilma, af agav b'kedusha acheret, Kevando to agufu ein choseru memir teku. Okay, again, it ends with the teku. So again, is it about three animals, the question, or is it about two animals and two different questions? Now, if you didn't get that clear, we're going to repeat this because now we have the same question, basically, on a different sugya, but it's the same idea. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, hektesh risha mosif chomesh, v'ein hektesh sheni mosif chomesh. If you remember, if I sanctify my table, what do we say? I sanctify it to the Beit HaMikdash. When I redeem it, I have to add a fifth. Okay? Same if I sanctify an animal and the animal gets a mum. When I redeem it, I have to add a fifth. What if I redeem this table with another table that's more expensive by a fifth? So I take another table that's a little more expensive. I say, instead of this table, I'm giving that table. That you can do, right? That's not tomorrow of a problem of korbanot. You can do that, right? That's basically saying, I'm redeeming it with another table. Or if my animal got a mum, and I was supposed to redeem it, not like tomorrow, but I was supposed to redeem it, I redeem it with an animal that's worth that amount and a fifth. And then the same thing happens to the other animal or with my table, I now want to give the money value. Do I have to add a fifth on the second shlav? Okay? So, do we say that? So now, what do we say here? So he says, hektesh risha mosif chomesh, but ein hektesh sheni mosif chomesh. Amar Papa, my time at Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So Rabbi Papa says, what's the reason for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? Amar kra, ve'im ha-magdish yigalet beto v'yasaf chamishato. So notice what it says in that pasuk, if the magdish will be goel beto, he'll redeem it. Notice it says, the magdish below ha-matpis. And not, right, it's the original person, and not the person or the stage where he did something else on it. Okay, so that's the halacha. So now one can see what we're going to get to. If we take that same case with an animal, we can have the exact same question about the chomesh that Rabbi Avin had on the other case. By Rabbi Avin, hifrish asham litkaper bo. So you took an asham, right? You took an animal, vihumam, and it got a mum, vohosif alav chomesh. You added a chomesh v'chililo, and then you did it al chavero, right? You did it, you redeemed it onto another animal that was worth a little bit more. V'nitkaper ba'asham acher, and now, but then that middle animal got lost. You then took a third animal in its stead. You sacrificed a third animal, and then what happened? You found the second animal. At this point, nitak zela ola, it becomes an ola. Now, normally you'd say you'd sacrifice the ola. There wouldn't be a question. But what if animal two got a mum? If animal two gets a mum and you need to replace it, since animal two, you had already added a chomesh from animal one. Do you need to add a chomesh again to animal two? Okay? It's the exact same question. Marsh yosif alav chomesh. Amar Abaye. So now, again, according to this version, Abaye says, Mai kamibayle. What was your question? Why did you get it so complicated with these three animals? Ish negufim kudusha achat kamibayle. If your question is two animals with one type of sacrifice, tibayle baloni tchaper. You should have brought it without the second case, without the third animal. It should have just been the first two animals. If it was two different korbanot and one animal, then it should have been tibayle below humam. The first animal didn't get a mum. The first animal got lost. And because the first animal got lost, right, you ended up taking the second in its stead. And then the question again is, right, do you do the chomesh twice on the first animal? For Rabbi Avin, because again, what happened? The first animal you replaced with the second animal when it got lost. You added the chomesh, and then the first animal turned into an ola, and then it got a mum again. Do you again have to take chomesh on that same animal? So again, the answer, Rabbi Avin, chada midi u chada kamibayle. It was one question that then developed into a second. Im timtzalomar shnei gufim kedusha achat lo, if you say two different animals with one kedusha, you don't need to add a chomesh. Mishum debahi kedusha itose pachad azimna, because you already had the chomesh done, chad v'zimnach chomesh, you already did the chomesh, what about shnei gufim u'shtei kedusha? What if it's two different animals and two different korbanot? Would you say then you have a new chomesh chiyuv, obligation added to it because it now is called a different korban, teku. And now we have again the Lishna Achrina, according to the second version, by Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Avin again is going to ask this question only with two animals, two different questions. Hifrish Hashem lit kaper bo, you took an Asham, the first animal, vihumamik adamum vichililo alacher vahosif chomesh, you added chomesh to the second animal, right, when you bought the second animal, and then nit kapru ba Asham acher, vinitak zela ola mahu, and then, right, according to this, or right, the second question, that's the first question. The second question is, nitkapruba asham acher, if the first animal got lost, right, not that it got him, but it got lost, you replaced it with the second animal, with the chomesh, and then you found the first animal after you sacrificed the second, and then it became an ola, and then it got a mum, mahu, that same animal, what would you have to do it? Mahu shiosif alav chomesh. And then, Amar Abaye, hadin kamibayele, which one are you really asking? If you're worried, if you're concerned about a different kedusha with the same animal, you shouldn't have given the case of it got a moon. You should have only given the case it got lost. And I guf echa ba'ota kedusha v'chililo al acher, ma'u shiosif alav chomesh, mi amrin ba'asham kama hu demos. Wait, did I skip something? I guf echa ba'ota kedusha. Oh, it's just saying b'chule. If you want to say guf echa ba'ota kedusha, then you don't need the question about nitkaper ba'acher, because you want guf echad with, it's guf acher, that's why it's confusing, because it's not guf echad. If you mean guf acher, two different animals with the same kedusha, then you would need just the humam case without the nitkaper case. So, now they say, so, v'chelo al acher, ma'u shiosif alav chomesh. One second. Right, it's missing words, that's why. I knew this was confusing. V'Rabbi Avin, chad amigo chad kame ba'alei. The answer is, he's asking one question within another question. Humam v'chililo al acher, ma'u shiosif alav chomesh. If it got a mum, and then it was replaced by another, ma'u shiosif alav chomesh. Mi amrina v'ashen kama hu demosif. Ava beguf achad afal dav dekayim v'otak dusha ein mosif chomesh. Do you say that, right, the asham, the first asham, you would be mosif, but biguf echad, even though it's got the same kedusha, you don't add chomesh. O dilma, kol otak kedusha, ino mosif chomesh. Right? Or do you say, no, if it's the same kedusha, it doesn't matter, one animal, two animals, if it comes from the same place, the same source, you wouldn't add chomesh. Ve'im timtzelomer hadin guf acher. If you want to say that's with guf acher, kevan deba otak kedusha kan, that's one guf, but the same korban. Remember, that's the case where he got a mum and he replaced it with the other. They're both called asham. Then I could see maybe, but where you wouldn't say there's tamura. It should be lo mosif chomesh. Right, that's the problem. This gears is all messed up. You would say eino mosif chomesh. Okay, ela nitchaper ba'acher v'nitak ze la'ola mahu. But what about a case where it's, right, you do kapara with a different one, and then it becomes an ola mahu. Ki mosif chomesh bota guf bota kedusha, ava b'kedusha acheret lo. O dilma kevan d'oto agufu mosif chomesh. Right, do we say that you don't have chomesh when it's the same kedusha, but as soon as you jump to a different level of kedusha, then you would. Okay, and then again, just to review, according to the first nusach, the question is shtei kedushot v'shnei gufim. According to the second version, the question is shtei kedushot ve. It would also be shnei gufim. No, it would be one guf, right? Right. Mosif bo to guf kedusha acheret lo. Right. It would be the same animal, because it was animal A who ended up, right, you lost animal A, replaced it with animal B, and then you go back to animal A. Animal A is now an ola instead of an asham. First time you added chomesh, it was an asham. Now you're adding chomesh, it's a different korban. So the question is, would you have to add chomesh then? But there, it's again, the question according to the second version is, shtei kedushot beguf echad and shnei gufim bekedusha achat. In other words, it's only two. It's not shtei kedushot v'shtei gufim. It's only one parameter changes each time. Whereas according to the first question, it's changing both. You end up with three animals, and it's two different animals from the beginning. Okay.